Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight, Thursday, June 8th, 2017. You are now in tune, or you are a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm asking all listeners at this time, if you will please get your Bibles and pens ready, and on paper, so that you can take notes as I deliver the word on tonight. I will be bringing the message on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with me as we go through the word of God on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come again to say thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who and all that you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy towards each one of us in spite of ourselves, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself. Forgive me, Heavenly Father, of all of my sins and transgressions, and also I include my entire family. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our prayers may not be hindered as we come to you in prayer, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. We lift up all those that are bereaved right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I especially come to you lifting up the Mr. and Mrs. Buchanan, Clifton and Loretta Buchanan, and the loss of their daughter, Darlene, and her son, Sean. Continue to strengthen that family, Lord, for we know that still earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So not only for that family, but all those that are going through the hour of bereavement at this time, Heavenly Father, all over the land, you already know who they are and what they're going through and how they are dealing with their situation in the loss of a loved one. So we know that you are a comforter. So we ask that you would comfort and strengthen those that have lost loved ones all over the land, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Continue, Heavenly Father, to be the healer for those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, in Jesus' name. For we know that you still is the doctor. We know that you're still working miracles on today. And we know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are already healed in Jesus' name. And we're standing on your word, Heavenly Father, because we know your word is true, and you still watches over your word to perform it in the earth for your glory. So we just said thank you, Heavenly Father, for the healing, and thank you for being the comforter for those that have lost loved ones right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are bereaved. Heavenly Father, for those that are grieving, and those for those that are locked up behind prison bars for just an unjust reason. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would let justice prevail. And for those that are incarcerated for unjust reasons, Heavenly Father, falsely, we pray, Lord, that you would open a door, Heavenly Father, that they would be able to be released. Heavenly Father, they would be able to come back to the society with a clean record so that they would be able to continue to fulfill their God purpose in the earth. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that you would continue to have your way in Jerusalem and Israel, Heavenly Father, for your glory. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would continue to move by your spirit in their lives and the vessels of each vessel, Heavenly Father, that you have anointed and ordained for such a time as this to stand on your word in these last and evil days, because we know that Jesus Christ, your Son, is soon to come again. We thank you for Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. And we know that it would never lose its power. So we just thank you for Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for his great sacrifice and his love for you and his love for mankind. So we ask, Lord, that you would move by your spirit over the airways on tonight. Touch the hearts and minds of those that may be listening or tuned in on tonight who do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that a word would go forth on tonight, that they would be able to surrender, even on tonight, as they hear your word, that you would open hearts, they would be able to surrender and yield and give their lives to Jesus Christ, that they would open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts, whereby they can be saved in his name, so that they will, once saved, they will know their God purpose, and they will walk in their God purpose. They will live and fulfill their God purpose in the earth. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless the listeners. Heavenly Father, continue to move by your spirit over the airways. Help me to decrease so that you may increase in me, and not only me, but all those that bring your word over this worldwide platform. Continue to use us for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing my sister Danetta and her husband Roger to arrive safely down to in Alabama on today, Mississippi, I'm sorry. So we thank you for a troubling grace for them, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the healing power that we know that you are capable of and that you have. And I thank you for touching my nephew Robert's knees, Heavenly Father, and his body on the other day, Heavenly Father, at the hospital. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. So just have your way in us and in me on tonight, that you be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, my spiritual food for thought comes to us, letting us know that is asking a question, how do you treat others when you are mistreated? Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought for all of us comes in the form of a question. And the question is, how do you treat others when you are mistreated? I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels and click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at alllowercasejames_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And as I mentioned at the opening of our program on tonight, that I will be bringing the word on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please get your Bibles and pens available and ready so you can take notes and follow along with me as the Lord gives me what to say on tonight through his word and through the Holy Spirit. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can take notes and follow along. And for those of you that are interested and would like to know, my message title for tonight is titled Misunderstood and Mistreated for Christ's Sake. Again, my message title for tonight, as your host, is Misunderstood and Mistreated for Christ's Sake. And this main scripture is coming from Matthew chapter 10, verse number 39. Again, that's Matthew chapter 10, verse 39. So I'm going to open up with our opening, not opening song, but I'm going to do a music break in the middle of this lesson on tonight or this message. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with this message because I have a bit to cover on tonight. And I do pray again that you do have your Bibles and pens ready so you can take notes and follow along with me, because you will be able to go through these notes and through the word at your leisure after this broadcast, so that you can let the Lord deal with you and speak to your heart as you open up the word and go into the word after this broadcast and after hearing this message, that the Lord would use this message for his glory, that you would be a better saint, a better Christian that he have called for you and I to be in these last and evil days. So again, as I stated, my message for tonight is titled Misunderstood and Mistreated for Christ's Sake. Again, so we want to make sure that it is for Christ's sake and not for our own sake or for hidden agendas and hidden motives. We want to make sure it's for the sake of Christ that we're being misunderstood and mistreated. Also, the Word of God lets us know that just like they did Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, how he was mistreated and misunderstood as a Christian, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, as a follower of Jesus Christ. Jesus himself and also the disciples also let us know in the Word of God that just like they mistreated Jesus and mistreated some of the disciples, as a follower of Christ, you can expect to be mistreated and misunderstood at times. And again, we want to make sure that it's for Christ's sake and not your own. So again, I would like to start off with this message on tonight. Christians, some, not all, again, Christians, some Christians, not all Christians, do persecute one another. But it is not God's will or his desire for those who do mistreat or misunderstand other Christians. It is not God's desire or will for us to do that. We find in the book of 1 Peter, if you have your pens and paper, you might have taken these notes down. If you look at in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse number 16, again, that's 1 Peter 4, 16. If you will have your Bibles and if you will follow or go to that chapter with me, again, that's 1 Peter 4 and 16. And it says unto us in the King James Version of the Bible, it says, verse number 16 said, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him or her, and I'm paraphrasing, let him or her not be ashamed, but let him or her glorify God on this behalf. So again, I stress that when you've been misunderstood or mistreated, make sure that it's for the sake of Christ. Make sure that it's not something that you have done or said that are causing you to be misunderstood or mistreated by other Christians. Again, although sometimes misunderstood, again, sometimes we're misunderstood, we're mistreated by other Christians, and even sometimes our family members. In the Word of God, it tells us in the book of John, chapter 13, verse 35, the world will know, again, the world will know that you are his followers, the followers of Jesus Christ, because of the love that we have and show one for another. And I'm paraphrasing there also. Again, the world would know that we are lovers of Jesus Christ and followers of Jesus Christ by the way we love and treat one another. Believe me, the world is watching us. Even those that are not saved in Jesus' name, they are watching us as Christians. If you say that you are saved, you're confessing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you need to know that the world is watching you. Because they have an eye on you because you are professing to be saved and love Jesus Christ. And they see that even when you are being misunderstood or mistreated by other Christians or even sometimes family members, they are watching your reaction. They want to see how you handle that situation, how you deal with it. Are you standing on the promises of God? We must remember, while being mistreated or misunderstood as Christians, we must always continue to forgive, we must always continue to love, and we must always continue to pray for those who misuse us or use us just as Jesus did. Jesus Christ is our perfect example. We know that he is sinless. When he was in the flesh, he sinned not, but he had a purpose why he came into the world in the form of a baby, in the form of a man. His purpose was to die for us, to pay our sin debt with his own blood. He is the righteousness of God. He is the Holy One. He is the one that paid our sin debt that he did not owe, but he knew that we could not pay it. So he came down out of love for God the Father and then for love of mankind. And all that he did while he was on earth, before he was crucified, for all those people, and I'm sure it was not all of them, but I'm sure it was some in the crowd or in those different groups, that Jesus healed and delivered and set free and helped and blessed some of those same people that was screaming, "Hosanna, Hosanna," when he came into town riding on the donkey, on the ass. They was crying out and screaming out, "Hosanna, Hosanna." And then following that, some of those same people, those lovers of Jesus Christ, they were saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna," a few days before. Now it is time for the decision to be made regarding as to who would be hung on the cross. Was it going to be Barnabas or Jesus Christ? Some of those same people that was crying Hosanna turned around and said, "Crucify Jesus." That's how Jesus was mistreated and misunderstood by even some people that loved Jesus Christ, and they said they were followers of Jesus Christ. As long as he was blessing them and helping them, they were all on his side. But in the long run, when it came down to making an ultimate decision about who should be saved or spared, they decided to spare Barnabas, and they decided to let Jesus Christ hang on the cross and die. A man without sin died for sinless men and women, boys and girls, such as you and I. I thank God that Jesus Christ is our perfect example, that yet while he was being mistreated and misunderstood, in the end, before he hung his head and died, he said to the Father God, our Creator, he said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And that's what we are to do as Christians today. Even though we see people doing things to us, even as some Christians or family members, what we need to realize, what we need to do as Christians on today, listeners, we need to start looking beyond the person or the individuals, and we need to start focusing on who's causing them to do the things that they're doing to mistreat us or to misunderstand us on purpose. We need to look beyond them and realize that it's the enemy who is using them to fulfill his purpose in the earth. So we as Christians, we need to be more like Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is our perfect example, of how we are to continue to love those who misunderstand us or mistreat us. Again, we must pray for those who despitefully use us. So Jesus demonstrated that love, and he demonstrated how we are to pray for those who despitefully use us. When we as Christians are doing God's will, make sure that you're doing God's will and fulfilling our God's purpose. We need to stand on what it says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1. Again, if you have your Bibles, please turn to Isaiah 43, chapter 43, verse 1. And look at what it says to us on today. Again, we as Christians, we need to be more like Jesus Christ. And so the only way we can be more like Jesus Christ is we have to continuously pray. We must continuously seek God's face and ask God to help us to be more like his son, Jesus Christ, because we cannot do it on our own. We need the help of the Lord. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to help and to lead and guide us so that we can be more like Jesus when it comes to when we are misunderstood or mistreated by Christians, other Christians, some Christians, or even our family members. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1, we find these words. If you, again, I hope you have your Bibles. Isaiah, again, in the King James Version, verse number 1 tells us, "But now thus said the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not." Again, "fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." So we need to stand on the word of God. We need to let the Lord do the work. When we know that we are trying to be pleasers of God, we're trying to be doers of God's word. We're trying to be assets to the kingdom of God in the earth. When we are being mistreated by some Christians, church members, or family members, or whoever it may be, we must stand on the word of God. And we must ask God's guidance and his help so that we would not allow our flesh to overtake us in those times when we know that we are being mistreated or being misunderstood by others. Sometimes we, as being Christians today, we need to realize that some of us are picked out by God as a sacrifice. Again, sometimes as Christians, we are by God himself to be a sacrifice. If you would don't believe me, you would need to turn to the book of Matthew. If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter number 10. We want to take a look at what it says in the book of Matthew, chapter number 10. As I find it myself, I'm asking all listeners to please find, go to Matthew along with me, and we're going to see exactly what the Lord is saying to us pertaining to how we as Christians are to let the Lord fight our battles for us, because we will lose every time. If we try to do it on our own, we will lose every time, and the enemy will have the victory. And we know that God is not a man that he should lie. We are standing on God's word, that he watches over his word to perform it in the lives of his people. Even today, he's still standing on his word. He is faithful to watch over his word to perform it. Even on today, while we who are being persecuted, being mistreated, and being misunderstood, know that God is on our side and God has our back. So just continue to stand on God's word and let God fight your battle for you. I know it's not easy. He never said it was going to be easy, but how much do you trust God? That's the question of today. How much do you trust God to fight your battle for you? So again, we're going to the book of Matthew, chapter number 10, and we're going to start at verse number 35 and go down to verse number 42. But the key verse, the main verse here again, is found in Matthew 10, verse 39. Again, which it says to us, whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake, again, for the sake of Christ, will find it. That's verse number 39. But we're going to start at verse number 35 and go down to verse number 42 in the book of St. Matthew, chapter 10, verse number 35. And again, the King James Version of the Bible, and it reads as follows: For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be of his own household. Verse number 37 says, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Verse number 40 says, he that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me, which is God. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. He that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And finally, verse number 42 says, and whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, Verily, I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Again, that was verse number 35 through 42 in the book of Matthew, chapter number 10. So just as Jesus himself was a sacrifice for mankind, for you and for me, Jesus Christ was a sacrifice. Sometimes God uses us as Christians as a sacrifice, and that is to let us know that we are being tested by our faith. God uses our sacrifice. He will sacrifice us sometime to be picked out, to be picked on, and to be misunderstood and mistreated to test our faith. Yes, He still tests faith. He tests the faith of his people, those who say they love him and are trying to walk upright. Our love and faithfulness. Jesus was tested. You and I and the disciples, they were tested too. You and I, who are lovers and followers of Jesus Christ, even today, rest assured that your faith will be tested. So again, I say that in our flesh, we do not want to love, and we don't want to forgive or pray for those who sin or mistreat us. But again, no. With Jesus' power and Jesus' authority, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. If you have your Bibles, please turn in the book of Micah, chapter number 6. We want to take a look at what it says in the book of Micah, chapter number 6. For those of you that have your Bibles, I do pray that you have your Bibles open and that you are taking notes. Because in such a time as this that we are living in now, we're finding and hearing more and more about more Christians being persecuted and being ridiculed for trying to do what's right. And we know that the enemy, he still comes to kill, steal and destroy and divide households and ministries. He do not want the people of God to fulfill their God purpose. And most certainly, he do not want the people of God to be vessels or be ambassadors or servants going out spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to the saving of many souls. So that's one of the main reasons why the enemy do not want saints to go out into the world standing on the word of God, preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's why sometimes that we are, again, we get misunderstood, we get mistreated by church members, by Christians, and even our own family members. When we are trying to stand up for God and trying to be doers of God's word, we sometimes be misunderstood and we sometimes get mistreated. And we find in the book of Micah, chapter number 6, verse number 8, we find what it says here to us. It says, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. So we must, realize that when we're being tested, because of the way we're being mistreated or misunderstood, that can be a form of a test. That can be a form of God testing your faith to see how much do you really love God. How much are you going to really trust God to fight your battles for you? Because trust me, he still sits high and he still looks low. And he knows what you're going through. Because the word of God tells us also that we can cast all of our cares upon God, on Jesus Christ, because we know that he cares for us. And sometimes when we are blessed to be a blessing to the world and to the body of Christ, sometimes our blessing can look like a burden. And you can find that in the book of Luke, chapter 1, if you want to go into that and read what it says to us regarding that. Again, that's St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 27. Again, sometimes when we're being mistreated or misunderstood because we have been made a sacrifice or we've been picked out to be picked on by God, or sometimes when we are our blessing, we are a blessing, but it sometimes looks like a burden. So we need to realize that God will not put no more on us than we are able to bear. I thank God that he is who he is, and he knows just how much we can handle. He knows how much we can take. He's not going to give us more than we can handle. realize and know that when we have God on our side, and when we allow the Lord to fight our battles for us, and we don't try to do it of ourselves through our flesh, then we know that we will be victorious. We will come out with the victory, because we already know that Jesus Christ, with Jesus Christ, again, we can do all things, and all things are possible, even how to deal with those who misunderstand us or who mistreat us, whether they do it on purpose, do it with multiple agendas. Know that when you are in the will of God, again, when you're trying to fulfill God, we know that you're going to be misunderstood. And Jesus realized this too. God knows this as well, and also the Holy Spirit. There are going to be times when you're going to be misunderstood, even by other Christians, especially for those that may not be on the same level that you may be on in the Lord or in the Word of God. And sometimes people get intimidated, even Christians, sometimes they get intimidated when they know that another saint is seen to be walking more closer to the Lord, and they are really in the Lord more so than what they are. And sometimes people can get jealous or envious even of other Christians when they see that the Lord's hand is on the individual and he has anointed or blessed an individual to do certain things. Just because the Lord blesses you or anoints you to do a certain job, don't get envious or jealous of someone else whom the Lord may be using in a different way or a different form that you do not understand. Because we all have a purpose. We all have a God purpose, and that only we can fulfill. So I thank God that I can say truly, down through the years, I know at the age of 59, which I am now, I started being mistreated and misunderstood at the age of 8 years old. I have been walking with the Lord for 51 years, and this is a more or less of a testimony to a part of my message. But ever since that day that I accepted Jesus Christ in my heart and started living for the Lord and walking with the Lord, I have been mistreated and misunderstood, and I know that I am not the only one. So I don't want you all to feel that I'm just talking about me personally, because I know that I'm not the only one. And if you are a man or woman of God with integrity who is trying to be a doer of God's word, and you're trying to be an asset to the kingdom of God and to the body of Christ, we know that you have been persecuted, you have been lied on, you have been misunderstood, you've been mistreated. But again, know that God is on your side. And again, with God, all things are possible. So we too must stay in the word of God. We must stay in God's will so that we do not allow our flesh to rise up when Christians purposely misuse us or mistreat us. Some do it unintentionally, but we have some that do it on purpose. Just like you have some family members that will mistreat you or misunderstand you on purpose, and that's a trick of the enemy. He does that through people. Just like God works through people, the enemy works through people as well. Still today, the devil works through people just like the Lord does. I am so glad that to know that God has all power in his hands, and he's still sitting high and he still looks low. And that's why I love the scripture when it says, "Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. He will repay." So you can find that in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 19 through 21. Again, Romans chapter 12, verses 19 through 21. Again, the word of God lets us know that vengeance is mine. So we need to step back. Even though we see the enemy at work through individuals, through other Christians, or even through family members, or people on our job, or someone in your neighborhood, or people that you don't even know, the enemy, he has no shame. He cares less about who he used to do his dirty work. So he, again, he would use a Christian who may be weak in their faith, who may not have a relationship with the Lord just like you do, or may not be on the same level of in Christ as you are, and they are weak in their faith, and they will allow the enemy to target you, and they would use or misuse you because they allow their flesh to get in the way. And that's what the enemy does. He, again, he uses people just like the Lord uses people. I thank God that God has all power in his hands. and he will continue to give you peace and joy, and he will allow you to continue to fulfill your God purpose when you allow God to handle the situation or the individuals who are mistreating you or who misunderstand you on purpose. Know that the word of God reminds us in the book of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. It tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment thou shalt condemn. So again, don't try to fight your battles. Let the Lord fight your battles for you, and continue to let your light shine. Let your light shine before men so that they may see your good work, and that God will be glorified through you, even while you're being misunderstood or being mistreated. Again, we know that of our flesh, we can sometimes say the wrong thing. We can think the wrong thing. And before we know it, we'd be doing the wrong thing. But so that's why it's so important that we stay in the Word of God. We must stay prayerful and ask the Lord to lead and guide us and to order our steps. We must also remember to stand strong on God's word. Stand on his word. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13, reminds us that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it's by the power of God that worketh in us. It is by his power that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So we know that of ourselves we can do nothing. And with God, all things are possible. So finally on tonight, Christians, again, we must remember it is only what we do for Christ that will last. Although sometimes we are misunderstood or mistreated, we must be always thinking and acting just like Jesus. Because sometimes some Christians or sometimes your family members, they think because you are strong in the Lord, and you're walking with the Lord and you're trying to be a doer of God's word, you're trying to be an asset to the kingdom of God and not a liability, sometimes they would take that as a weakness, just like they would take your kindness for weakness sometimes. So when you are trying to fulfill your God purpose, you will sometimes be taken for granted. Again, sometimes your family members, Christian friends, co-workers or neighbors, sometimes they would look at that as a weakness. You think you're better than us. You think you all that because you have an anointing on your life. When you know that you are in the body of Christ, when you know who you are and whose you are in the Lord, even though you're mistreated and misunderstood, you just step back, you just pray about the situation, and watch God work. I am a living witness as to what God will do to your enemies and to those who mistreat you or misunderstand you on purpose. Again, sometimes they do these things and it's not always intentional. Sometimes it's on purpose, but sometimes it's not intended. And so when we realize that someone has did something or said something about us or said something or to us and they misunderstood us or mistreated us, then again, this is the perfect time for us to show them Jesus Christ in us. So how did Jesus Christ handle those that mistreated him? He showed them, and he handled them, and he asked the Lord God, our Heavenly Father, before he died, he said to God, while hanging on the cross, while dying, before he took his last breath, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So again, as Christians on today, we must be just like Jesus Christ. As a follower of Jesus Christ, he is our perfect example. After all that he had did for the people, after all the healing and all the delivering and all the saving that he did, look what they did to Jesus Christ. They turned on him because they misunderstood him. They did not really know. Some of them really did not know who he really was until he had died on the cross. And this Roman soldier came up and pierced him in the side, and blood and water came out of his side. Then the soldier realized, truly, this must be, or this is the Son of God. We have crucified Jesus. So Jesus Christ is our perfect example. Look again at what he went through, how he was humiliated, how he was tortured, how he was brutalized and criticized, how he was lied upon and spit upon and had thorns placed upon the top of his head, pressed down so that he would feel all the pain. Just like Jesus did, again, our perfect example. Just like Jesus forgave, we too, as Christians today, we must forgive. In other words, the Lord say, you cannot ask to be forgiven if you do not know how to forgive others. So as Christians, even though you're misunderstood or even though you've been being mistreated, whether it's on purpose or intentionally, then you and I, we need to be more like Jesus. Whatever the situation is, or no matter who the people are, when you are misunderstood or being mistreated, don't take that lightly. Go to God in prayer. I am a living witness. Again, he will fight your battles for you. He said he will make your enemies be at peace with you, and he will make your enemies your footstool. I am a witness, and I know that you are too. Those of you that have been walking with the Lord for a period of time and have been through the storm and through the rain of being misunderstood or being treated by Christians, again, some Christians, not all Christians, and then also whether it be by family members, co-workers, neighbors, or friends, or even enemies, when that time happens, and they do happen, again, realize who you are in Jesus Christ. Again, make sure that you do not do anything or say anything that's not aligning up with the will of God or the word of God pertaining to those who mistreat you or those who misunderstand you. Stand on God's word. Let the Lord fight your battle for you. But again, he said, vengeance is mine. Don't repay evil for evil. Let the Lord fight for you. He will fight for you. I am a witness. He will fight for you, and you will win every time. It may not seem like you're winning, but you will win. I, too, am a testimony that God will fight for you. So on tonight, listeners, even though you're being misunderstood or being mistreated, again, by some church members, some Christians, not all, some family members, not all, because, again, the enemy, he knows who to pick on, just like the Lord knows who he's going to use and who he has anointed and appointed for such a time as this. The enemy knows where you are in the Lord, if you are in the Lord at all. He know if you're saved or not. He know that if you are sincere about your walk with the Lord. He know if you are studying the word of God. He knows if or when you are praying, like God knows. So he is. Thank God that he have all power in heaven and earth in his hands, and he still sits high and he look low. And again, we must remember that Jesus Christ, he was tempted by Satan when the enemy took him, when he went up to the wilderness, and he went up there for 40 days. The enemy came to Jesus, the enemy, Satan, came to Jesus and told him more or less, if you are who you say you are, cast yourself down off this mountain. And in other words, you won't die. Turn these stones into bread. In other words, he was trying to tempt Jesus. So as Christians, don't think that you will not be tempted by other Christians, by family members, co-workers, neighbors, enemies, even some that are so-called friends. You will be tempted, and you will be tested and tried. Your faith will be tested and tried. So as you are being misunderstood and mistreated for the sake of Christ, again, make sure it's for Christ's sake and not for your sake because of your hidden motives or agendas. Stand on God's word. Know that when you're doing God's work and when you're in the will of God, fulfilling your God purpose, know that these things will happen because God already told us that these things was going to happen. But be ye strong in the Lord and in the power of his might as the Lord fight for you. Because you're standing on his word, and you know that his word is true, because he cannot lie, fail, or change, and he has no respect of a person. He still watches over his word to perform it in the lives of his people, in the lives of his saints, even today. So I thank God for who he is on tonight, and I know that you as well, my listeners, I thank God for you. I thank God for those that are continuing to stand on the wall and fighting a good fight of faith, knowing that God will fight for us. He said he would, and again, he cannot lie, he cannot fail or change. He would do just what he said to do. I am a witness. He have done it for me so many times, and he's still doing it today. Again, remember, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, is our perfect example of how to deal with people when we are being misunderstood, when we are being mistreated, whether it's on purpose or whether it's unintentional, continue to let the Lord lead and guide you through the word and through your prayer and through the Holy Spirit. He will lead and guide you, and he will let you know exactly when to back off of those that are misleading or misunderstanding you or mistreating you on purpose. God will, through the Holy Spirit, he will let you know exactly when to back off, take your hands off the situation, and just continue to pray on your behalf, and you will have the victory. I am a living witness. Even though it seemed like nobody else understands, know that God sees all. He understands, and he knows why you're being misunderstood or being mistreated. So if it's for Christ's sake, continue to do what God has called you to do. Continue to be in God's will and continue to fulfill your God purpose. Continue to be an asset to the kingdom of God. You do not want to become a liability because you took it upon yourself because you were misunderstood or mistreated by someone, and then you tried to handle the situation yourself. No, that is not how the Lord said handle it. He said, let him handle it. Let him handle it. Again, the word says, the word of God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, and he will. God will repay. So know that when you are in the will of God and when you're in your purpose and you're trying to fulfill your God purpose, I thank God that he is who he is and that he is in total control, and he is so awesome in all his ways. He's such an awesome God that he will fight for his children. He fights for his saints. And when we allow God to fight for us, we will come out with the total victory each and every time. So I thank God for this word on tonight. Again, tonight's message was misunderstood and mistreated for Christ's sake. Again, we came from the main scripture of St. Matthew chapter 10, verse number 39. And I do pray that this lesson or this message has been helpful to someone on the line or that was listening by internet on tonight. I do pray that you was helped by this to realize and know that when you are being mistreated or misunderstood, whether it's on purpose or unintentional, know that the Lord will fight for you and you will have the victory. So continue to pray, turn your enemies over to the Lord. All those that misunderstand you or mistreat you, whether it's on purpose again or or unintentionally, however it's being done, let God handle it. Don't try to handle it yourself, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to handle it on your own so he can intervene, and then you will lose your credibility as a Christian. And so you don't want to do that. So you want to allow the Lord to fight your battle for you so that you would know that it was God who did it, and you would have another testimony that God stepped in and he took care of my enemies. And the word says that for some enemies, you will never see again. And for those, some of those enemies, he said that he will make them your footstool. Again, I am a living witness. When we allow God to fight our battles for us, we win each and every time. So I pray that on tonight that this message was a blessing to someone, because even while I was preparing the message, it was enlightening to me. So sometime, again, when we are blessed by God, we have been chosen and anointed and appointed, sometimes even as a sacrifice, it can sometimes look like a burden to us. But we must know that God makes no mistakes. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows who he has anointed and appointed for such a time as this. He knows just how much we can bear. Again, know that God is not going to give you or me no more than we can handle. So as long as we continue to put our faith and our trust and hope in him, then he will fight our battles for us, and we will win every time. So my prayer on tonight is that you was blessed by the word on tonight and that it was helpful to someone. My prayer on tonight is that for those that are not saved on tonight, my prayer is that you come to know Jesus Christ. Come to know him as your personal Lord and Savior. Open your mouth. It's simple. Jesus Christ wants to come into your heart. He wants a personal relationship with you, even tonight. So if you want to be saved on tonight, all you have to do is believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's only son and that Jesus Christ came with a purpose. He was born as a man, as a baby. He came down with a purpose. He came down to die and pay our sin debt with his own blood, which he did. And he died. He stayed in the grave for 3 days. And after the third day, he rose with all power over death, hell, and the graves in his hands. And he's now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercessions for the saints of God, even tonight. So for those that are not saved, I pray that you would allow the Lord to come into your heart, open your mouth, and ask the Lord to come into your heart. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, because he has a purpose for your life that only you can fulfill. So my prayer on tonight is that you would surrender and yield your life to Jesus Christ, so that you will be able to fulfill your God purpose, so that God will be glorified through you, so that men may see your good works, and that God will be glorified through you on tonight is my prayer. So on tonight, as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I want to give a shout out to my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings of Shield of Faith Church and my Shield of Faith Church family. Bishop Jennings, continue to stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Know that I am praying for you. I am praying for you and your family, and also the Shield of Faith Church family. I love you all much. God loves you even more. And know that your labor is not in vain. So on tonight, as we get ready to close out tonight's program, we're going to close out in prayer again. I'm asking all those that may know of someone who have lost a loved one, continue to keep that family, those families lifted up in prayer. Because for such a time as this, we are living in the last days. We know that Jesus Christ is soon to come again, and he's coming back for his church, his people, his saints. So right now, we're going to go into prayer as we close out tonight's program. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come once again to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. Heavenly Father, in spite of ourselves, we know that we are not worthy. We don't deserve it. But because of your agape love, your compassion, and your love for us, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and what he did at the cross, how he died for us and paid our sin debt with his own blood. And now we who are saved, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and we are living in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So on tonight, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would touch the hearts and the minds of those that may be listening on tonight that do not have a relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, that they would open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts, whereby they can be saved in his name on tonight, because we know that you still have no respect of persons, and we know that it's your desire that no souls be lost. Pray and lift up everyone that do not have a relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, on tonight, wherever they may be, for we know that you know where they are and you know how to reach them. So touch their hearts and their minds, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight, and they will come to know and walk in and live in their God purpose for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless Israel, Heavenly Father, and Jerusalem. I pray that your will be done in Jerusalem and Israel for your glory in Jesus' name. Continue to touch our president and all world leaders, Heavenly Father, that they will do what's right for all people. Continue to touch their hearts and minds, Heavenly Father, that they will be led by you and not of their flesh. That they will be led by you through the Holy Spirit, through your word. Heavenly Father, they would do what's right for all people, that you would be glorified through them is our prayer in Jesus' name. And should there be any world leader, Heavenly Father, that do not have a relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, who are not saved in his name, we lift them up to you as well on tonight, that they will be able to open their own mouth too and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to touch the hearts and minds of those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons, the homeless, the less fortunate, and all those that we're duty-bound to pray for. Continue to bless, strengthen, and have mercy upon each one of us is our prayer. Continue to have your way in each of our lives, that you alone will be glorified in Jesus' name. So, Heavenly Father, we pray that right now, that even when we are misunderstood or being mistreated, help us to be more like your Son, Jesus Christ, who demonstrated his love toward all mankind. Even while being mistreated and misunderstood and persecuted, he still showed and demonstrated love for all men. So we pray, Lord, that you would help us to be more like your Son, Jesus Christ, each and every day, so that everywhere we go, whether we open our mouth or not, that the atmosphere would change when we walk into a room, that people will be able to see Jesus Christ in us and not us. So we pray that you would help us to decrease so that you may increase in us. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, in agreement with this prayer, amen. Well, I pray, Lord, on tonight that something was said to the listeners, Heavenly Father, that you would be glorified through it all. For we know that you are in total control, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we hear or we see or we think. I thank God that you are an awesome God, and there is none like you in all the earth. You are the great I am. You are everything that we need. For we know that with you all things are possible, and we know that there is nothing too hard for you, and we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, even love those who mistreat us and misunderstand us, whether it's on purpose or by mistake. So help us to be more like your son, Jesus Christ, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. My prayer for you tonight, listeners, that you continue to allow the Lord to use you so that you can continue to fulfill your God purpose. Whether you're being misunderstood or mistreated or not, you need to know that God is on your side. He loves you, and he will fight for you. The word of God bear witness that God said himself that vengeance is mine. I will repay. Don't allow the enemy to let you try to handle your enemies or handle anyone that misunderstands you or mistreats you for any reason. Do not allow the enemy to allow your flesh to overtake you that you try to handle the situation on your own. Turn it over to the Lord in prayer. Get in the word of God and study his word and remember what he says. Vengeance is mine. I will repay. So that's the word on tonight. Misunderstood and mistreated. For Christ's sake, make sure it's for the sake of Jesus Christ and not yourself. So on tonight, know that I love you. God loves you even more. So until the next time, we want you to know that through it all, we can still give God praise because he is worthy to be praised. So while we are getting ready to close out tonight's program, we are going to go into our closing song on tonight, Pray for Me. And we need to be praying for one another. We need to be praying for our country, our world leaders, for our bishops, our pastors, our law enforcement officers, whether they're state troopers, sheriffs, or Detroit, or police officers all over the land, not just in Michigan, but everywhere. Pray for our world leaders, again, our bishops and our pastors, our under shepherds, and those that are in the body of Jesus Christ that are trying to be doers of God's word without hidden motives or agendas. We need to continue to lift each other up in prayer. So we're going to close out in tonight's program with Pray for Me. Until the next time, continue to know that I love you. God loves you even more. Good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm gonna sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Pray, pray for me.